When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
KVJ Cuts.
He's producer Denny's. And he knows when you're high. He's producer Denny's.
And he's one hell of a guy.
Well, I just found out that if you stump Denny's here today, you are going to be hooked up with Sunfest passes in the stand.
Whoa!
Yeah, how about that, huh? Whoa.
Just got interesting, Ralston.
Yes, it did. All right, Denny's, you cannot miss here on the eve of 420, the big stoner holiday.
Whoa.
Can you imagine how shameful that would be?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, probably people would just turn you away from their smoking circles tomorrow. They'd be like, oh.
Hopefully I don't get stoned to death, right?
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. All right. We got our first player on. Denny's going to be using his superpower today to try to determine if Mark from Coral Springs is high or not. He only has to ask a few questions to hear how he responds, and he'll be able to tell him if he is high or not. Hello, Mark.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Just heading into work.
Okay. All right. Denny's had a really good streak going against guys, but his first loss happened last week. He's now 16-1 against the dudes, a 94% win percentage. He's 8-2 against the ladies at 80%, but still popping off pretty good. He is at an 89% win percentage overall, 24 wins, 3 losses. It's not bad.
It's been a great season.
The pressure.
Yeah, it is.
Big season, boys.
Every time you guys bring up the numbers, I'm like, oh, God.
It's a big season. Thank you, Hollywood Billy, for that run.
No pressure. Tomorrow's 420.
Oh, man.
Baby Lachlan is listening.
Everyone's talking about it. I heard the salespeople talking about this round.
Okay, what's your first question from Mark in Coral Springs?
Pressure. First question for you here, Mark. Who would win in a fight between pirates, ninjas, and Vikings?
Probably have to say Vikings.
Huh.
Ninjas and Vikings.
Clubs and spikes definitely can defend against kicks.
Huh. I think the ninjas would come in.
I think I'm going ninjas too.
They would sweep.
Really? Yeah, throwing stars.
They're silent. They got swords and stuff.
Yeah, hand-to-hand combat, they're going to be better.
You think Vikings are too loud?
I think that's just what they do, yeah.
Well, and pirates, you know, they're pretty intimidating, too.
Pirates go down the first.
Yeah, they're usually drunk on rum.
That's why they're awesome.
They're okay. Wily. All right.
We are pirates.
Okay. All right. Second question. If there was a weed monster, what would be their name and backstory?
Okay.
A weed monster?
A weed monster, yeah. What would the weed monster's name be? And
the Lord.
What do they do?
I would probably call it Glitter Bob.
Glitter Bob, okay.
And uh-huh. I guess their power would be that they're always high.
All right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It'd be cool if there's a monster that approaches and the fog around it gets you confused and then they torment your mind.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah.
Hear me out
like
on this.
Pally from South Park.
Hear me out. Okay. Yeah. Hear me out on this one. Snackula, he waits till you're high on munchies. When you're high on munchies, he goes in there, he sucks the sweet
drinks
from
that
your
sweet blood.
Snackula.
I love that. All right, we'll come up with some more later, Barry.
That was a great high five.
Everyone saw that.
Put a fist in the air, and Denny's had an open hand, and they just went,
Durr. And then he grabbed it.
And then we just rubbed each other's knuckles.
Then there was a weird rubbing.
It was very intimate.
You guys are really connected.
All right. Final one here for you. Would you rather roar like a lion every time you sneeze or howl like a wolf every time you yawn?
I feel like more like a lion, more intimidating.
Please give us that roar.
Yeah, let's hear a roar from you.
Roar.
Wow.
All right.
pretty good.
That came from his nether regions.
Yeah.
Deep.
I love this guy. I love it.
So what do you think about Mark? Is he high or not, Denny's? If you had to guess.
I'm not really getting a high vibe from Mark.
Okay.
I'm getting more of a...
Gonna go no on
getting ready for work vibe.
If you give him our tickets,
I'll be so bummed out.
What do we do if the second person tricks you?
Oh, Kevin, I didn't even think about that.
Luckily, we got two pairs. I'm prepared for this. I'm prepared.
All right.
No pressure.
Yeah, Mark, he says you are not high. Are you high?
I am not high.
Wow, he got it.
He's back. Yes, he's back. Thank you, Mark. Look at that, huh?
His hands are so clammy.
Yeah, he takes this seriously. This is a high-pressure game for him.
It is.
Everybody listens. Everybody brings it up to him when we're out and about.
This and Do It Be, man. I get so stressed out for it.
Master Debater, you're breaking out in hive.
Those two games are taking years off your
Master
life.
Master Debater, if you make it to third round, it does get stressful.
And Julia here from Lake Park. Producer Denny's knows when you're high. He's going to ask you a couple questions here and then try to tell you. He seems to struggle more with the ladies. Will he get a miss here? Hello, Julia.
Happy Friday, KVJ.
Happy Friday.
We'll be out at Lake Park tomorrow.
We will be out at Lake Park
Russ
tomorrow.
Market. Russ Market.
9 a.m. You'll see me in a Sweet Denny's just strutting our crap.
Okay. Bunch of items covered in rust.
Doing weird, awkward high fives.
Yeah.
Give us a weird high five. Let's give everyone that comes up a weird high
Only
five.
Only weird high fives.
Uh-huh. All right, what's your first question for Julia, Denny's?
All right, Julia, would you rather have lobster claws for hands or squid tentacles for legs?
Lobster claw for hands.
And why?
That way I can pinch every and anybody who annoys me.
Oh yeah.
That's a great answer.
Pinch them, girl.
Probably good to hold a joint, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, right? Lobster claw, you can cut things. I mean, there's a lot of advantages. I'd go sticky legs. You got the suction cup legs.
You could attach
to anything, climb buildings.
It's true, you could, yeah.
It's going to be hard to walk, though, because, I mean, the water is your playground.
Yeah. You're right. I take it back.
You like them jelly legs, don't you? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Jelly roll, jelly leg. let's see. Second one for you. If you were a magician, what would be your name and your featured magic trick?
Glitter Bomb Juju.
Okay, Glitter Bomb Juju.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
And it would be covering the entire audience with glitter with the snap of my fingers.
Huh. I love that.
So you don't want them to return back then?
Glitter is horrible to get out, so that would be the best way.
I love it.
Okay. Oh, man, it would get everywhere.
Okay.
No crevice is safe. And final one here for you. What food could you make a bong out of?
We would have to go with like the usual stuff. I would say an apple from what I've seen.
Yeah.
I guess an apple. That.
Yeah, the apples are cool. Apples, pears, things of that nature.
The apple is... It's very nice.
Yeah. That's
you
great
took
commentary.
All that time to say that?
How about that commentary?
I thought it was going to be a better comment, Bird.
We all did.
We were waiting for it.
I wanted to be honest, and then I realized we're on a terrestrial.
Yeah. Okay. Denny's, what is the verdict here with Julia? Is she high or not?
Julia is dropping glitter bombs.
Uh-huh.
Making noises at me.
Okay.
But am I messing with your head? Oh. Like every woman does.
Oh yeah.
Ladies.
Is this Juju Custom Styles?
Maybe.
Oh, she makes fun tumblers.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Is your name Julius?
Julia.
Does anyone ever call you Orange Julia?
You were hoping it was Julia.
No, but I'm going to now make a Tumblr that says Orange Julia.
Yes! Do it.
All right, Denny's, what is our verdict here? High or not?
Julia. I am... She's from Lake Park, which does steer...
To weed. To
drugs weed. In general.
To us. Yeah. And just...
Everybody knows that's where you go to score.
Well, there's pain you're trying to cover up.
I hope she's high, because we'll be out there, so maybe we could score some.
Oh, dude, tomorrow?
Oh, so it's 420 this weekend. I've already been preparing. I already picked up, so I'm loaded up.
Tomorrow's me getting a Super Bowl.
I am going to say that she's high.
Are you high, Julia?
Damn it, it's Julia's wife. It's Jess from Allentown. Benny's, we were tied 2-2, and you just broke the tie, dude.
Oh, Jess from Allentown always gets me. Yes. Yes from Allentown. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Finally, it took forever. It took forever. That was tough. Wow. I was having a hard time.
Three, I got two.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Yes. Look at Denny's. I mean, you have a perfect score going into 420. Oh, he's so excited. Wow.
That's impressive.
You're going to be out publicly?
Yep.
Oh, that was tough. That was tough. She always makes it tough for me.
Yeah, she does.